Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today is pleasant across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies, perfect for a day out. Jerusalem has a gentle breeze, making for a comfortable day ahead. In Eilut, it's warm as usual, with bright sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Israel Hayom reports that Hezbollah launched a drone towards IDF forces. The Israeli Air Force responded with a wave of strikes in Lebanon. Commando brigade fighters intercepted the drone, and no casualties have been reported. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reports that U.S. President Donald Trump warned of a potential strike on Mount Kosh. He addressed the confrontation with Iran, suggesting military action could happen soon. Also this hour, according to JNS, a senior House Democrat expressed concerns over a U.S.-Saudi nuclear agreement. Representative Brad Sherman highlighted worries about Saudi Arabia developing a nuclear weapons program. Separately, Israel Hayom reports that a senior Trump administration official called anti-Semitism a national crisis. Hermit Dillon, the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, announced enforcement measures against anti-Semitism at universities. And finally, 3 hours ago, the Times of Israel reported that the IDF arrested 5 Palestinians planning an attack in the West Bank. Weapons and ammunition were found, with additional suspects and equipment seized in separate operations. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago about Hakeem Jeffries condemning anti-Semitism. Jeffries, a top Democrat in the U.S. House, criticized Hassan Piker's comments on CNN. Gideon Saar, Israeli politician, posted earlier today about expelling Dutch representatives. The decision follows a Dutch law restricting trade in Israeli products from disputed territories. Belaz News also reports on the expulsion of Dutch diplomats. They note Prime Minister Netanyahu approved the move, tied to the new Dutch legislation. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Hezbollah drone incident, the IDF's swift response underscores ongoing tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border. According to Israel Hayom, this escalation follows several recent skirmishes between the two sides. The situation remains volatile, impacting regional stability. Turning to President Trump's remarks on Iran, his warning about Mount Kosh reflects heightened U.S.-Iran tensions. As Walla reports, this could signal a shift in U.S. military strategy in the region. Any action might affect diplomatic relations and regional alliances. Meanwhile, the U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal draws criticism. JNS reports that Representative Brad Sherman is particularly worried about nuclear proliferation risks in the Middle East. This concern adds pressure on U.S. foreign policy, balancing regional power dynamics. The Trump administration's focus on anti-Semitism highlights domestic issues in the U.S. Israel Hayom details new measures targeting anti-Semitism on campuses. This initiative aims to address growing concerns about hate speech and discrimination. Finally, the West Bank arrests by the IDF mark a significant security operation. Times of Israel notes the discovery of weapons and gear. These arrests highlight ongoing security challenges and efforts to prevent violence. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Upwind has raised $300 million, doubling its valuation to $3.8 billion. This growth reflects strong investor confidence in the Israeli cloud security industry. Separately, Globes notes that Anthropic is expanding its marketing and sales efforts in Israel. This follows their $6 billion acquisition of Descartes, showing Israel's growing appeal in the tech sector. And finally, Walla Business reports that the transfer of ownership of Hot Mobile to the Delek Group has received approval. This move marks a significant shift in Israel's telecommunications industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe, This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.